Proclamation number 2787, dated the June 25th, 1943. Listening within. Gifts from above. Everything that is good is divine. Every spiritual gift requires undivided attention for the divine expression of will. For this means that the human being must listen within in order to hear this declaration of will. God's will can only be revealed to someone who withdraws into his inner life, since God's voice is only perceptible in the human being's heart. Hence, a person has to listen within if he wants to hear God's voice. And thus a person must first detach himself from the world, i.e., he must completely free his thoughts from earthly interests. He must establish a bond with the spiritual kingdom through consciously focusing within and enter into a silent communication with the spiritual beings in a perfect state or with the eternal deity himself. He is to present his spiritual adversity to God and appeal for being guided towards realization. He is to try to live according to divine will and have the serious will to become worthy of God's voice. Then God will also let his voice be heard in the heart of someone who wants to hear it. For God requires people who clearly and understandably convey to fellow human beings what the voice of the heart has imparted to them. Consequently, he will also always be willing to instruct people according to the truth. Therefore, he also expects the attention of those who are prepared to pass on the knowledge they receive. For this knowledge is so extensive that people can be offered something new every day and every hour. But it must also be accurately communicated, and thus the teacher himself must be knowledgeable and always and forever accept this knowledge, and this requires constant mental concentration, that is, the recipient must willingly detach the soul from the body and utterly hand himself over to the working of spiritual forces. He must listen to what his spiritual friends impart to him and know that every message from the spiritual kingdom is offered to him according to God's will, that he therefore receives the truth which he should pass on in exactly the same way. Thus, his own mental concepts must not precede the knowledge he receives, but he must strictly keep to that which is offered to him from above. As soon as the person fails to listen to this voice in his heart, he cannot be instructed either, for God will not manifest himself more markedly as not to endanger people's religious liberty. However, to the listener his voice sounds so clear and pure that he cannot misunderstand it, and thus he grows in wisdom because he is instructed by God himself, who also avails himself of his heavenly messengers in order to impart the truth through his devoted earthly child to people on earth. But God is at all times the giver of gifts from above, for it is God's voice which can be audibly perceived by a person if he attentively listens within. Everything that is good is a divine gift. Everything that urges a person to do good, that teaches him to love and points him into the direction of God. And these instructions are always given to a person when his striving applies to God and the eternal truth, and when his heart has made itself receptive through the will to hear the voice of God and through a God-pleasing way of life. Otherwise the desire for God will not be rooted within the person. But then his thoughts will be influenced by God himself and the spiritual beings devoted to God, and these thoughts will predominantly arise in his heart and need only be grasped by the persons who, by means of listening inwards to the divine gifts he is offered. If the person lives a life of love, these thoughts will make such an indelible impression on him that he will accept these thoughts without doubting that it is the divine voice. Since through love he is already so united with God that he knows his will and always strives to fulfill it. Amen.